Well, a God morning. Welcome back to the God School. Hopefully we've got the technical problems that delayed our broadcast last week solved. As I was opening my Bible this week and reading, I came across a psalm that I don't believe I've ever taught on before, but I've definitely been to before. And I find it very pertinent to the Christian life today. Christianity has come under so much assault, both from the outside and the inside, that is, inside the church, and always here we want to put God on display and the true relationship that we are having with God, and even more importantly, that God is having with us. So I'd like you to open your Bibles this morning, or whenever you're listening, to Psalm 25. And let David's prayer become your prayer, as it is become my prayer today, and hopefully will continue. David says, "Unto you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. The essence of my being." Now, we don't see the soul, but if God has given you the gift of faith through his grace, then you, as I do, have the testimony that we look not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. And the soul is unseen, but it is the essence of our being. And therefore, we're lifting up our essence unto God. And he says, "Oh my God, I trust in thee." "Let me be not ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me." He says, "Oh my God, I trust." The Hebrew word here is batak. And the picture of this word batak is leaning with your whole weight, all that you are, upon a staff, or that staff being God. And he says, "Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause." I'd say hypocrites, and boy, do we see hypocrisy prevailing today. "Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths." This word "teach" has a meaning to it. To goad with a rod. And it's used as an incentive to stimulate. Any of you feel the rod of God stimulating you? to seek the ways of the Lord. Lead me in thy truth. And Jesus said, thy word is truth. Lead me in your word. Teach me, it says again. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day, all the day. And in many of our cases, all the days. This word, wait, speaks of endurance. It speaks of enduring hope. In God's word and in his promises. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses. I have to say that all because God has exercise loving kindness to me, and I hope to all of you, or at least that you understand his loving kindnesses have been exercised upon you since the day you became aware that God chose you for himself. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember, not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me. For thy goodness' sake, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he will teach sinners in the way. Different Hebrew word. This word means to point to the way. And as Christians, we take the words of Jesus to heart, wherein he said, I am the way, the truth, the reality, and the life. That's the way. Teach me in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. This word in the Greek Septuagint translation comes from the training of a wild stallion. That in that training, you don't break the stallion so he has no spirit left. You just teach him that he is now under the control of another. The promise of God. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach. Goad. To stimulate that we know his way, and his way for us is Jesus. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Now, some would say those who keep the law, those who perform as a Christian ought to perform. I would say his covenant is grace. And his testimonies, God is faithful. He does what he says he will do. Why? For thy name's sake, O Lord. Not for my sake, not for your sake, but for his name's sake. Pardon, and I'll put it in the plural, our iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? You know, that passage in Isaiah chapter 50. Who is among you that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that feareth the Lord, that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord for thy name's sake. Pardon my iniquity. And he's speaking of his own pardon, our iniquity, if there's a modicum of honesty in you. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach. Again, the word is to point out. Teach in the way that he shall choose. God's chosen our way, and our way is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That man who's put his trust, who has lifted up his essence to God, who has put his trust, who leans entirely on God with the expectation that God will hold him up, it says his soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. When we get through all our complaining about circumstance, about our enemies, about all the problems we're having every day, when God points out the way, Jesus, that God has chosen for us, his soul shall dwell at ease. An alternative in the King James says, shall lodge in goodness. Again, folks, we're talking about the reality of our essence with our relationship to God our Father. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant, that covenant, that new covenant, is his unmerited favor toward us, the grace of Jesus Christ. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net, whatever you're facing. God says, it's not your earthly circumstance is not an everlasting circumstance. Life everlasting is what God has promised to those and it's secret, folks. You know, there are times when God leads us in earthly circumstance that, as I said, at times show off the Lord. But our hope has to be continually in that promise of everlasting life in Jesus Christ. Turn you unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring you me out of my distress. When we stop looking at ourselves and looking at our circumstance and look unto God and His faithfulness and all of His promises, our distresses are greatly diminished. Look upon my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. I like it, David says. Consider mine enemies, for they are many. They hate me with cruel hatred or violent hatred. I tell you now, God does consider our enemies. And their end is not a happy ending. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust, Batak, in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me. What he's saying is, let your integrity and your uprightness, your righteousness, your covenant of peace preserve me. For I wait on thee. I, with hope, enduringly wait on thee. And his last, the last part of David's prayer in this psalm. Redeem, ransom Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Now, I'm going to expand on this because of the ignorance that is prevalent in the church today. Israel, God's chosen, the people whom God chose for himself, who are anthropologically, historically, the descendants of Israel, and who occupy I believe, you know, all around the world, but the manifestation of the promise of God to Manasseh, one of Israel's grandsons, one of Joseph's sons, is that he shall be a great nation. And the manifestation, when God speaks, it is, may not be evident immediately, but he shall do it. And I can pray this prayer today. Redeem America, O God, out of all his troubles. If you want to know more about the history of Israel in the world, there's about, if you're willing to invest it, about 10 hours of teaching from God's Word, wherein my claim about America being directly, ancestrally coming out of Israel, you can read at thegodschool.com, the second greatest story ever told, which to me and to those who have looked is a great witness to God and his faithfulness and the power of his word, God, as it says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man to repent, that is, change his mind. As he said, so shall it be. As he has spoken, so shall he do it. And that's the God School for today.